Welcome today to our interview series with outstanding professionals. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting an exclusive interview with Reza Alirezai, an international authority in knowledge and business process management and collaboration technologies, and a noted Microsoft Office SharePoint Server MVP. I would encourage our audience to go to Reza's blog for his deep insight. Reza, you bring considerable expertise to our audience. Considering your very busy schedule, we thank you for doing this interview with us.
Oh, you're welcome. It is absolutely my pleasure, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to express my views as well.
Reza, what triggered your initial interest in computing science?
Well, my interest in computing science really began when I was a teenager. Back home at Tehran, in the good old days, I remember my brother had an MSX computer. And at that time, computers and Ataris were kind of a big, big thing, you know. We were talking about a super advanced computer called IBM. We were also hearing rumors about another computer on its way called Amiga. I always wanted to have an Amiga, to be honest with you, and one day, finally, my dad bought us one. Like many others, I started learning programming with BASIC. I don't remember doing any actual programming at that time, but the concepts kind of sank in my head right from the beginning. I was very, very comfortable with it. A couple of years later, a friend of my brother gave me a book about C++. If my memory serves me correct, the book title was titled C++, How to Program. Funny thing is that at that time, I didn't know English, so I couldn't even read the book. But I had this fantastic friend of mine who used to live in the States for a while. So he sat down with me, read the book for himself and myself. Obviously, things were absolutely nonsense to him, but not to me. So that's how I pretty much got into computing and programming.
Well, that's amazing. It's sort of an incredible journey. It just shows us how brilliant you are to be to capture that information so quickly.
Thank you. Not really. It was like more like my passion and inspiration for learning a new language.
You know, Reza, you are a Microsoft Most Valuable Professional, and there's an estimated something like up to 100 million, perhaps even more than 100 million IT professionals worldwide today, and you're one of the elite few selected for this special award. What does it mean to be an MVP or Microsoft Most Valuable Professional?
Well, Stefan, it means a lot to me. Let me just put it this way. The first time I found out that I've been awarded MVP status, I felt great because I found Microsoft appreciates my contributions to the community. I had no idea if there was such a program when I first started participating in online forums and my local communities in Vancouver, and I always thought that, you know what, Microsoft is just a business company. But when I found out that, wow, there is such a program, they appreciate what you do in the community, and they want you to take those efforts to the next level, and they support you, and they provide all the means and the tools that you require to do so, it was kind of a very interesting feeling. Truth to be told, the MVP program has opened a whole new world of interest to me. It has given me the opportunity to associate with a group of talented people across the globe who just, for the love of the technology, cannot help themselves when it comes to lending a hand to others and when it comes to sharing information. So as I said, like, this program means a lot to me, and Stefan, I for sure work so hard to maintain it each year. I really want to take this opportunity and extend my sincerest thanks and appreciation to my good friend, Eli Rebelard, another SharePoint MVP in Toronto, who first recognized my efforts in the community and guided me through to become a SharePoint MVP.
You have been awarded 3 times as a top 20 contributor to the MSDN, or Microsoft Developer Network Wiki. What is the MSDN Wiki?
Well, the MSDN Wiki, Stefan, is a great adoption of the community involvement in a standardized library, in a standardized way. So the great thing about MSDN Wiki is that it allows the community to add comments and their views to the end of many articles published at MSDN. It provides a centralized place for people who read the specific article or let's say SDK entry to hear what other people say or possibly click on their links, on the links that they provide to their blog posts and websites for further information. So I think MSDN Wiki was a great attempt by Microsoft to fill the gaps in the product documentation and a place for other people's voice to be heard. In my case, since Microsoft added this capability to MSDN, I've tried to document as many classes as I could and provide context, tags, and clarifications to the entries. The area that I was focusing on was SharePoint SDK and especially around those classes that I felt lacked proper explanations and examples. That's how I got awarded as the top 20 contributor for the last 3 years.
Well, you know, you are this international expert in collaboration technology, so how would you define collaboration today? And how does collaboration benefit various organizations? And then what is SharePoint's role in all of this?
Well, that's a very good question. I think the whole world is becoming more and more interconnected these days. When you look at it, there is this trend in which people want to stay in touch. They want to share information a lot easier than yesterday. Seriously, there is this big shift in the way people socialize and communicate these days. I mean, good or bad, that's certainly out of the scope of our discussion, but that's for sure the trend. Social networking sites are becoming more popular and more people use them. Truth to be told, the buzz in people's everyday life will be taken in the form of it to the organizations, right? Now, all of a sudden, all the organizations want to become more connected. Teams within those organizations want to be more connected and so on and so forth. When you think about it, this is really not an IT issue. This is a challenge to individuals, teams, businesses, and I would say the wider world. They want to work together better. They would like to pool their knowledge to improve the results. They expect to see more processes modeled and executed in more efficient way. They're just tired of bottlenecks. They are desperate to manage the flood of information that is overflowing their inboxes, mobile phones, and their lives on a daily basis. So honestly, I think collaboration is just a strategic capability. It's just a strategic capability, therefore it requires a strategic approach. It's a vision. It's a vision that is backed up with an infrastructure of software and services that deliver it. And it is an inevitable part of what people want and expect to see in today's world. So the question, I mean, $1 million question here is that how we can benefit from all this. Well, in short, collaboration helps an organization maximize their unique business values by enabling their employees to focus on expressing their unique talents rather than wasting their time chasing down information and people. It is more or less like, you know what, let me give you all the tools and information that you would like to find. You just stay focused on high-value work. Let me do all these sedentary jobs for you. Thankfully, what Microsoft came up with and offers as their collaboration infrastructure embraces whatever I've said so far. It embraces a complete and unified information worker experience. It's amazing. It starts right from the rich functionalities on your desktop all the way through to your mobile devices, web browsers, and finally line of business applications. Albeit Microsoft's collaboration solution are embedded in various software products and services, I think SharePoint is the most important part of the overall vision, the heart of the overall vision. And when you look at it, SharePoint integrates very, very well with other collaborative technologies. I would say SharePoint is the core here, Stefan. So I would really like to also draw your attention to the fact that what general public thinks about SharePoint is really not what SharePoint is all about. SharePoint has a lot more features aimed at a great other stuff, such as business intelligence, web content management, search, and so on and so forth. SharePoint offers way more than just collaboration or a document list management platform.
So, you know, I hear you talking about all of this integration between a whole series of technologies. Why do you think this is part of the collaboration vision at Microsoft?
Well, the short answer is ease of use. The long answer, I think the integration is not only limited to the collaboration vision. I think integration is part of the Microsoft's overall vision. And collaboration vision is just a player of that overall vision. When you look at it, it's quite wonderful how Microsoft brings different technologies together under one umbrella to accomplish something. And the end goal here is to make the end user's life a lot easier. Obviously, easier it is, more people will use it. More people would use it, more popular you'll become. I guess Microsoft has for sure proved that they have learned this lesson. Let me just pick an example here that I often use in my business intelligence training courses and answer your question in a given context, okay? So, as you may know, SharePoint comes with a bunch of complementary technologies. Several new features in Microsoft Office SharePoint 2007 allow you to share, control, and reuse business information, right? Traditionally, when you look at the history of information technology, the tools for accessing large amounts of either structured or unstructured data for the purpose of analysis, drilling through, and understanding were only available to a certain group of people. There were just these folks with years of experience in data warehousing and data mining who used to lock themselves in big, big rooms with supercomputers to find patterns in data, to make sense of data. Publishing that data from multiple resources to the web was also historically restricted to developers and consultants. By using the new features available in SharePoint, provided by these integration points with SharePoint, between SharePoint and all these other complementary technologies, basically gave people the ability to be easily working with the underlying data and technologies. Now, what happens is that information workers can assemble data from multiple sources and publish that data on the web. These days, in order to have a single view into your back-end data, you don't have to be that super-duper developer. All you need to do is just to hire like a report developer. That report developer builds your report and publish that to your informational technology platform, such as SharePoint, and hand it over to the community users or business users, and they will take it from there. So the integration points between SharePoint and all these complementary technologies, I guess, what has done is it has made the technology abstracted from the end user, the geekiness and weirdness from and of that abstracted as well. So bottom line is that it's amazing that how Microsoft brings the collaboration and other technologies together and how they make the end user's life easier.
Well, that's kind of an amazing sort of all the pieces sort of fitting in like that, you know. There's this other area, you know, like SharePoint as an application development platform, and sometimes this appears to be a controversial area of debate. What's your take on this?
Oh yeah, I think we need an entire podcast allocated to this topic, honestly. I mean, if you search the net, you see some folks have posted some great pointers, both positive and negative, but I personally believe that SharePoint is a great platform to build business applications, and here are my reasonings. Surely, let me just say that first. There could be some suggested improvements to the developer lot in SharePoint, but denying SharePoint as an application development platform is just funny. It just doesn't make sense to me. First of all, SharePoint follows pretty much the same models and methodologies that people use to develop other systems. I mean, we have a separate development environment, QA, staging, and production. I've never developed anything in SharePoint that is not kept in the source control. Either it was SourceSafe before or TFS today. There is a tight integration with TFS build agents. There are a couple ways to utilize unit testing frameworks in what you build against the SharePoint object model. Obviously, you can roll up your code between environments in the forms of features and solution deployment packages and use the content deployment tools and framework to move, or let's say customize, how you want to move the content between farms all the way up to the production farm. So as you can see, a proper system development lifecycle exists. You just have to know how to use it in SharePoint. From the object model perspective, SharePoint provides a great structured object model that enables developers to build almost everything that you can do through the web browser, through the wizard, using managed code. Again, there are some rules and best practices that you need to follow not to overload the platform. But those are like just best practices, the code level best practices, the class level best practices. It has nothing to do with the platform. What happens at SharePoint is that the platform is heavy. It's doing a lot of things, and obviously you have to be very careful not to overload the platform. If you have written a code that is poorly written, it causes memory leaks. For sure, that memory leaks will surface sooner in SharePoint than a lightweight ASP.NET application. That's out of the question. But again, that's your issue, not the platform. General public, Stefan, thinks that development in SharePoint is difficult. Seriously, that's what I hear a lot. I mean, let me address this from two perspectives. First of all, if you have developed in ASP.NET and SharePoint, you most probably have observed many similarities. SharePoint is built entirely on ASP.NET, so you use the same familiar .NET languages, the same .NET framework, and ASP.NET class libraries, and the same development tools. There are some tips and tricks that you, as a SharePoint developer, need to learn. But once you learn them, I would guarantee that you don't find SharePoint dev experience much different than what you experience in ASP.NET. I have this analogy for SharePoint versus other platforms. It's just kind of funny, but I always say that. I think using SharePoint is just like flying a jet engine to Boeing 747 versus flying a one-passenger aircraft. Obviously, with the Boeing guy, you get a lot more features out of the box, but you also need to know how to use those features and how those features are offered. If you want to add a component that to a Boeing 747, obviously it's going to be a little bit more difficult than that simple aircraft. But yeah, obviously you get more features from the Boeing guy. I mean, look at what you get out of the box from SharePoint: search, web parts, robust security model, workflows, web content management, state-of-the-art web content management, a very tight integration with business intelligence. So you need to have a good understanding of the platform before you get your hands on building something on the top of it. That's for sure the case. Well, as I said, the tooling experience with SharePoint can be better, and thankfully there is this great community around the product. Again, another strength point of the product, great community that is building and filling the gaps. On the other hand, I'm certain that Microsoft will address the tooling experience more in future. The thing is, as I said, SharePoint offers a lot, so we really have to be a little bit more patient in some areas to evolve. I think what some folks require to remember is that although SharePoint is a tool for building, and it's a tool for rapidly building your business applications, not everything needs to be modeled and implemented in SharePoint. For example, don't expect SharePoint to become your CRM or ERP solution. There are tools out there that do this very well for you. However, if you're interested in a solid enterprise class platform to provide you with a view into these production systems, knowledge asset management, document management, collaboration systems, then take a look at SharePoint. Of course, SharePoint is gonna have a lot to offer. One thing that I would like to mention last is that there are specific resources, webcasts, and hands-on labs for ASP.NET developers who are transitioning to SharePoint. So I would highly recommend everyone who is coming to the SharePoint land from an ASP.NET mentality to go ahead and look at these resources. There are also third-party firms like MindSharp and Ted Pattison Groups who offer training courses, very good training courses, mostly offered by MVPs, that I would recommend people to go ahead and have a look.
You know, I'm just going to divert back here. You know, you have the Windows SharePoint Services, which is offered as now a free download since Windows Server 2003. And this is sort of the foundation of SharePoint and integrates with IIS7, integrates with SQL Server, with the .NET framework, builds on this whole rich development environment or offers that capability, leveraging your ASP.NET expertise that you have developed over the years. Do you see that as well?
Oh, absolutely. As I said, well, Well, SharePoint is an ASP.NET application, so whatever you have gathered as an ASP.NET developer, it's not going to go waste. That was a good question. Actually, Moss 2007, I would always use this example. I say Moss 2007 is a great example of an application that can build on the top of SharePoint. So as you said, WSS is the foundation, is the framework. Moss, Microsoft Office SharePoint Service, has taken SharePoint to the next level, that it offers more and more functionalities, and it's an ASP.NET application. The WSS itself is an ASP.NET application. So to answer your question, yes, whatever you have developed so far in your ASP.NET expertise will be transferred, but you also need to adjust in some areas because not everything that you could do easily in ASP.NET is doable in SharePoint. It is doable, but in another form.
Now, going back to SharePoint as an application development platform question, do you think that SharePoint can be utilized as a platform to build internet presence sites?
Oh, first thing first, please let me clarify something here. When we say using SharePoint in internet presence scenarios, we mean using SharePoint where content, information, and applications are meant to be used by external non-employees. For example, as a company's web presence, informational website, community usage, either it is wiki, blog, or discussion list, or an e-commerce website. There is another usage known as extranet, where internal and external employees and non-employees can collaborate. Okay, so why am I saying all this? The reason I'm saying all this is because SharePoint is designed, licensed, and implemented with this mentality in place that's going to be used out in the cloud, and as much as it is used internally in the corporate intranet or extranet. I think as long as you're okay with the licensing and the pricing, SharePoint makes an excellent internet-facing site. I mean, when you look at the features that SharePoint offers, especially Microsoft Office SharePoint Server, the paid version, authentication and authorization model, the super web content management features such as branding, authoring, and control publishing, along with other out-of-the-box features such as caching and search and so on and so forth, would all take an incredibly large amount of work to code on your own. So the platform has absolutely no problem to be used in an internet presence scenario. It's just in the matter of buy versus build from the scratch. With SharePoint, again, you get that Boeing 747 I mentioned earlier, and obviously you pay the price. One of my fellow MVPs, Ian Morish, maintains a link list of approximately 100 of the best-looking websites hosted on SharePoint. So if anyone has doubt that SharePoint cannot be used in an internet presence facing, I would highly encourage them to go and take a look at this list and see like how many great websites, high-traffic websites, are implemented in SharePoint.
Well, here's a non-SharePoint question for you. What recommendations would you have for those considering a career in IT?
that's an interesting question as well. First and foremost, Stefan, I'm sure that you know that IT is a lifestyle. Must-have requirement is passion, inspiration, and dedication. I will always say that to people. If you feel like you can't keep up the pace with technology, if you're kind of personality who's reluctant to be challenged on a daily basis, you better go and look for a job somewhere else. That's not what IT is for. There are a couple tips that basically I myself would always remember, and so I would share those with folks. First of all, I would choose where to work and who to work with extreme caution. You must be absolutely comfortable with the way your employer does the business, their morals, how they like to invest in you, and the working environment they provide. So the bottom line here is choose your employer very carefully. Another tip here is that your network is super important. Thanks to all these social networking sites like Facebook, LinkedIn, these days it's not really difficult to manage a network and grow it over the time. Technology is helping you here, right? So keep your network and always grow it. That's a key to success. And I would avoid repetitive tasks. That's just me. I'll always look for something new. Truthfully, something that other people are afraid to get their hands on it. obviously it's challenging. There is a possibility that you fail it, but as saying goes, there is an opportunity in every challenge. So embrace it, get on the top of it, for sure you are the winner. Very important thing about people who are in IT is that you always have to have hands-on experience. Build your home-based lab. Try everything on your own before you preach it to others, right? So get hands-on experience with all these virtualized technologies around. I don't think that it's super difficult to maintain a decent infrastructure at home. Just single box and with a couple machines, you can basically try everything. Microsoft has this great virtual labs that gives you the ability to learn the new technology without being worried of installing it or, you know what, maintaining it or stuff like that. So those virtual labs are also a great way of learning new technologies. Stay focused. The last tip I have for folks is to stay focused. Don't let the boss get you distracted. I have this motto. In IT, there is no jack of all trades. Get yourself specialized and expert in one field instead of learning a little bit of everything. Once you're comfortable that you have the expert voice in that field, it's okay to go and learn some other stuff. But the reality is that these days, whatever you put your hands on, it's so extensive and evolves so fast that it's really difficult to be staying on the top of everything. So that's pretty much my tips for the people who want to get into IT and land a good job.
Well, I guess, Reza, that, you know, our audience are going to want to connect with you even more so than ever before because you have just so much passion, you have so many ideas, and you are this international acknowledged expert in so many different areas. Can you give out your blog again?
Oh, it is, yes, it is blogs.devhorizon.com/Reza. I will repeat that. It's http://blogs.devhorizon.com/Reza.
Okay, you know, I'm going to close with this final question, and it's about this UN-founded International Federation for Information Processing, or IFIP. And they've launched this program called the Professional Practice Partnership Program, which received full ratification at a General Assembly in August of 2007, and it's being implemented this year in 2009. And it marks a special historical inflection point and speaks to IT as a recognized profession with global standards and a profession-based code of ethics and widely adopted professional certification. Can you provide a comment on this?
Yeah, it was a very interesting program. It's a great program for the entire Canadian IT industry, and in particular, its professionals. I think it's giving them the ability to move around. I think this is what I see from the program. The value that I see from the program is that it gives us the ability to move around the globe without being concerned of whether or not we are accepted as a trusted partner. In my opinion, the whole initiative creates a unified language for the technology. So as long as you can speak that language, you can be recognized as an accepted voice on any international stages. I like the program, and I think it's a great, great program.
Reza, do you have any final closing comments?
Well, no. Thank you very much. It was absolutely my pleasure speaking with you, and thank you very much for giving me this opportunity, Stefan.
Well, Reza, we will continue to follow your many significant contributions, and we thank you for sharing your time, wisdom, and accumulated deep insights with us.
Thank you.
This concludes our interview with Reza Ali Rezai, an international authority in knowledge and business process management and collaboration technologies, and an internationally famous Microsoft Office SharePoint Server, Microsoft Most Valuable Professional.